Praise God. Welcome to the third episode of Pastor O's Corner. My name is Oluwakin Kumi, Pastor of High Life Christian Center. It's such a privilege to be able to share God's Word with you. Well, today we're going to be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and we're going to be reading from verse 1 to 5. Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, the first and second letter, have been such a blessing because as a church, we have gone through the whole of 1 Corinthians, and we're now on 2 Corinthians, and we're currently going through chapter 11. So we only started that last Friday, and it's been a blessing. Unfortunately, we haven't recorded it. So, hey, maybe I might do a podcast on it one of these days. But I'm going to read this and, you know, trust God to be a blessing to you as you listen to this podcast. Brothers and sisters, I do not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk and not solid food, for you were not ready for it. Indeed, you're still not ready. You are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere humans? For when one says, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not mere human beings? What after all is Apollos, and what is Paul? Only servants, through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. Praise God. Well, these guys had issues. They were split over their preachers. Some people were for Paul, some guys were for Apollos. Now, Paul wasn't, you know, a great speaker. Apollos was an orator. It's no different from the way we are today with our celebrity culture. You know, we get caught up with celebrities and want to find out who's dating who and who's doing what with who. And sadly, when it comes to the church, we have created celebrities out of our preachers, which is really sad. And some people are really split over the person that they support. And it's so sad because even if the person is wrong, I'm not saying you should go shoot down people just because they get something wrong, because none of us, we're not perfect. We can all mess up or get it wrong. I could get things wrong sometimes. But the point I'm making is you shouldn't put any man on any pedestal to a point where even when God is speaking, you can't hear him and all you can hear is the man. I've had situations where somebody asked me a question and I would tell them what scripture says, but because maybe somebody on TV says it's so, then it must be so. And you and I know that that ain't necessarily so. I mean, well, if you don't know, then maybe you know now. All I'm saying is, if we look at the text, Paul was trying to balance these guys out. That yeah, respect your pastors or preach, but don't make a god out of them. Don't let that be something that will bring a split. Don't be split over personalities where we now get into jealousy, rivalry, and we just want to destroy each other because you know what. If I'm with Apostle and you're with Bishop. And these were issues that these guys had to face and Paul had to deal with. But what I want to really hone in on is the fact that he said that they were behaving like infants. They were behaving like mere men. They were behaving like people who don't even know the Lord. They were worldly. Well... When you think about this, it says so many things. One, it tells us that the early church, they were not perfect, and neither are we. They had drama. We have drama too. But then it also highlights the fact that God does want us to grow. He wants us to be less carnal and more spiritual. He wants us to renew our mind. These guys could only be fed milk. They couldn't be fed solid food because they were not ready for it, because carnality still dominated them. They were still dominated by their flesh. So, just something to think about. Are you still acting like a mere human being? Do you really know who you are in Christ? And are you on a journey to let that dominate you? Or are you going to let your flesh just continue to express itself through you? There's an old saying, and it's taken from the Old Testament. It's not a quote from scripture, but it's just a saying or an analogy. And it goes like this. The children of Israel left Egypt, but Egypt hadn't got out of them. And what you find is most of the problems they had in the wilderness was the fact that Egypt was very much alive in their hearts. And that was really causing problems, even though they left the place. Today, Most of us have left the world. We've come into Christ. But the world is very much alive in us. And when you look at the way Paul addressed these folks, he wanted them to really change. He wanted them to embrace the new man in Christ and dump the world. So, just a thought, just something I wanted to share with you today. Have a blessed day. If this is a blessing to you or it's going to be a blessing to somebody, please share it, pass it on, Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp. God bless you. Remember, it's all about Christ and you expressing himself through you. Have a blessed day.